The government has announced a multi-million dollar investment to upgrade under-pressure water systems across the country, but there is a catch. A $760 million package will kickstart urgent work to bring drinking, waste and stormwater infrastructure up to scratch, but for councils to access the money, they will have to commit to the government's wider water reform program. The Prime Minister made the announcement in Havelock North at a water bore that was the source of a fatal Campylobacter outbreak in 2016. Two Hawke's Bay mayors, Craig Little and Alex Walker, join us now. Good morning.
Morena.
Morena indeed. Now, I'll start with you, Craig. Are you happy for your council to effectively hand over some control of water systems to a wider body?
Oh, look, we've been looking into this for quite some time, working with the leaders of Hawke's Bay, and I think we're the only region to do so. So, yeah, look, we're well on board at this stage, and we've obviously got a lot to do. But, yes, of course, something's got to be done because it's not working how it's working at the moment.
Alex, do you agree is this that councils are going to have to give up some control for more of a regional body?
Well, I think it depends what you talk about, what you mean by control, because it's very clear bottom lines in this that public ownership via councils is still a bottom line of making this work. So maybe it is saying that we're not directly an influence on the asset management plans, but we would certainly be in direct influence of the direction of what an aggregated business looks like for Three Waters. And we, Craig is right. We need to be looking at how we do this smarter, because the current system just doesn't work for us or for our communities.
Craig, is this going to mean that for ratepayers, that potentially in some of the bigger areas, they may end up subsidising those smaller councils which are struggling to find the money for infrastructure because their rate payer base is declining?
I guess that really happens internally in the councils as well at the moment. Rural areas within the Wairoa area get subsidised by the bigger area in Wairoa. It's called globalisation. And I think that's just normal. But yeah, you're probably right. But all of us have some pretty big black holes ahead of us. So I think it's going to benefit us as well, really.
I mean, there's suggestions that there might be sort of five or six of these sort of regional bodies which would then publicly owned, who would then control the water infrastructure for councils. Alex, I mean, is there a danger that some people will bear a bigger burden here?
I suppose you could look at it like that. But actually what we're looking at is a changing regulatory context where the work that we have to do is so huge, and that doesn't matter whether you're in the city or in a rural area. Drinking water treatment upgrades, wastewater treatment upgrades to meet some pretty high environmental and social hurdles that people expect. So that investment is going to be huge right across the country, and we hear it in the cities about expanding water networks to meet residential growth. So we're all, right across the board, investing huge amounts. There's burdens no matter which way you look at it.
And we know, Craig, that there's actually this $760 million is a drop in a bucket, so to speak, because it's going to be billions of dollars that's required to improve our infrastructure in water. Will this enable councils to borrow more? Because you're going to have to borrow. So could the borrowing be, in effect, outsourced to these new bodies potentially, and then the councils are freed up with their debt limits?
Yeah, I guess you're right. The initial drop with the $50 million at the Hawke's Bay, that's probably going to help us considerably just to get on with the job. And it could do, but I just think wastewater, like Alex just said, it's a huge, big, white elephant in the room for all of us, and it just needs to be sorted. And I think this is a big step in the right direction. If councils want to go and borrow more money, it's up to each individual council. But I don't think we'll be doing that. We'll be just be using it to get on with the job and start doing something, you know, better than what we're doing.
Alex, we don't actually know what these new water standards are going to be yet, do we? They're still working their way through Parliament. So is it a bit strange to be requiring or asking councils to be part of a new scheme when we don't know what the standards are?
Absolutely, and that is part of the conversation that we, as the mayors in Hawke's Bay, had with the Prime Minister and local government minister yesterday, was saying that does feel a little bit strange. But what we do know is that the drinking water standards are moving up, and that wastewater standards are moving up, but that there is going to be better enforcement. So it does feel a little bit, it does feel a little bit strange that the way through is not clear, but that is why the fact that this is going to be a voluntary process to work through how reform or reshaping could look is actually really important, because over the next 3 years, these other parts will come into place, and then we will be very certain about where we're heading from a regulatory perspective, and then we can actually take the concrete step forward. So right now, we're just in a voluntary design type phase on the reform, and I think that's a really important point.
Alex Walker, thank you very much. Craig Little, appreciate your time too. Hawke's Bay Mayor's there.